This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawle administers oath of office to senior-most member of House of Representatives Arjun Narsingh Kesi to administer oath to other MPs tomorrow. U.S. Special Envoy for South and Central Asian Affairs Sergio Gore congratulates Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani on election victory. And Iran launches a new missile salvo across West Asia after U.S. President Donald Trump, a signal that he was eager to talk with Tehran, steadied global markets. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawle today administered the oath of office and secrecy to the senior-most member of the House of Representatives, Arjun Narsingh Kesi, at a special ceremony at Sital Niwas. Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav, Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut, and National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal were also present along with ministers, newly elected MPs and senior government officials. Senior member Kesi, who is 78, will administer the oath of office to the remaining 274 newly elected MPs tomorrow. Until a new speaker is elected, he will preside over House sessions. The U.S. Special Envoy for South and Central Asian Affairs, Sergio Gore, has congratulated Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhani. The U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu said the Special Envoy Gore called the RSP President and congratulated the party for its victory in the election. During the telephone conversation, Gore said the United States is eager to cooperate with Nepal's new government to strengthen economic partnership and deepen the friendship between the two countries. In the House of Representatives election held on the 5th of March, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party secured 182 seats out of 275, with 125 towards the first-past-the-post election and 57 towards the proportional representation category. China has reaffirmed its commitment to support Nepal's economic transformation and development, expressing readiness to work closely with the country's new government. Speaking to journalists on Tuesday evening, Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, said Beijing is confident that a stable government over the next 5 years can fulfill the Nepali people's long-standing aspirations for prosperity and good governance. He emphasized enhancing cooperation in tourism, investment, and infrastructure to help Nepal achieve its development goals. China, he said, will continue its long-standing support, focusing on Nepal's socio-economic progress and implementing agreements reached during President Xi Jinping's 2019 visit. Highlighting Nepal's potential in hydropower and tourism, the ambassador noted that improving tourism infrastructure could attract more Chinese visitors. However, he pointed out challenges faced by Chinese investors, including policy uncertainty, administrative hurdles, and concerns over investment security. Addressing these issues will boost investor confidence, he said, expressing optimism that the new government will take necessary steps. Ambassador Zhang underscored tourism as a key driver of economic growth and also identified tea processing, packaging and branding as promising sectors for collaboration. He stressed the importance of leveraging China's technological advancements and promoting green development. Reiterating China's support for Nepal's sovereignty and territorial integrity, he said Beijing remains committed to strengthening bilateral ties based on mutual respect and non-interference. On regional connectivity, he highlighted projects under the Belt and Road Initiative, including the proposed Kerung-Kathmandu Railway and cross-border infrastructure as transformative for Nepal's transition from a landlocked to a land-linked country. He also noted that China supports Nepal's goal of graduating from the least developed country category and stands ready to expand trade, investment and connectivity to achieve shared prosperity. The International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and Transatlantic Slave Trade is being observed worldwide today. The day is marked by reaffirming commitments to human rights, equality and social justice. A special memorial program is being organized at the headquarters of the United Nations in New York. In 2006, the United Nations General Assembly recognized slavery and transatlantic slave trade as among the gravest violations of human rights. It was later designated March 25, 2007, to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the abolition of transatlantic slave trade. The first global observance of the day took place in the year 2008. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Iran launched a new missile salvo across the West Asia after U.S. President Donald Trump's signal that he was eager to talk with Tehran steadied global markets. Oil prices dropped sharply and stocks in Asia rose on broader de-escalation hopes following nearly 4 weeks of war as Trump appeared to be ramping up efforts to bring an end to his joint military operation with Israel. Trump, whose daily statements have swung wildly from threatening to conciliatory, said Washington was in negotiations right now with Tehran. The U.S. leader did not explain further, but said it related to the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran has largely blockaded in retaliation for U.S. and Israeli strikes spiking global energy prices. Iranian officials have yet to confirm any formal talks. However, the New York Times, quoting several unnamed officials, reported that Washington has sent a 15-point plan to Iran via Pakistan, which has offered to mediate in a bid to end the war. It was not clear if Israel, which has been carrying out strikes on Iran and ally Hezbollah in Lebanon, was aware or on board with the plan. Trump's cryptic statements on his eagerness to talk with Iran included repeating a claim that Tehran has agreed they will never have a nuclear weapon. Iran had agreed in 2015 to broad restraints on its contested nuclear program in a deal that Trump ripped off during his first term as he joined Israel in applying pressure to the cleric-run state. Despite the U.S. leader's stated hopes for a deal, the Wall Street Journal reported that Washington is planning to send a further 3,000 soldiers to West Asia. While Trump hinted at back-channel diplomacy, Iran's Revolutionary Guards said they had fired a fresh wave of missiles Wednesday at Israel as well as bases hosting U.S. forces in Kuwait, Jordan, and Bahrain. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. Generally, cloudy conditions are expected in hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province, as well as the Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The remaining hilly and Himalayan regions will have partly cloudy weather, while the Tarai region will experience fair weather. There is possibility of light rain and also snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Powdal administers oath of office to senior-most member of the House of Representatives, Arjun Narsingh Kesi, to administer oath to other MPs tomorrow. U.S. Special Envoy for South and Central Asian Affairs, Sergio Gore, congratulates Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabila Michani on election victory. And Iran launched a new missile salvo across West Asia after U.S. President Donald Trump signaled that he was eager to talk with Tehran, steadied global markets. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.